Today in our talks about voting in the upcoming November election, talking with Clinton County Elections Commissioner Eric Van Lanker. And Eric, you talked about a number of different things over the past couple of weeks. One of the things we really haven't touched on is poll watchers and what's going on and what's allowed in those bases. That's become a topic on the national scene, as it's talked about, is in some sense, urging people to go be poll watchers. Maybe they're legit or not. What's allowed? What isn't? What should people do, in Clinton County, and what are you prepared to handle?
Yeah, thanks again for having us on, KROS, Dave. We appreciate it. And the poll watchers, there's, just not anyone can walk into a polling place and say that I'm a poll watcher. Poll watchers in the state of Iowa have to be credentialed. They have to have a form that's filled out and either signed by a candidate or by a party chairperson or a state chairperson to actually be there at the polling site and just kind of watch what's going on. And then poll watchers in the state of Iowa, they also have a lot of rules that they have to follow. So, you know, we usually set them up over in a corner somewhere because they're allowed to observe. They can really only examine signed declarations of eligibility. That's the paper that all the voters sign when they go in and sign in to vote, and it's the declaration of eligibility that they sign, basically saying they are who they say they are. These poll watchers can also, you know, go through the records to see who hasn't voted in that precinct. But there's actually a lot of things that they, you know, they could also challenge a voter as to their credentials to actually vote at that precinct. That happens very seldom, and it's because poll watchers cannot do like a blanket challenge. They can't just challenge every voter that walks in. They can't challenge a voter just because they're changing their address. It has to be very specific. These poll watchers can't really talk to the voters or interfere with the voting process in any way. If they can't wear any buttons or shirts or anything that promotes a candidate or a party. So they do have some restrictions on them. But I think the most important thing is to be a poll watcher. You actually have to be credentialed. You can't just show up and say, I'm a poll watcher for so-and-so. You actually have to have that letter there. Our poll workers, the folks who will be working the polls, are trained how to identify poll watchers and who can be there and who can't be.
Eric, any concern about, overzealous poll watchers? There's been some, to be quite honest, you know, there's been some national publicity about, you know, armed people going to the polls, becoming poll watchers and things like that. That's not allowed. What should people be aware of if they come to a poll and that happens? What are you prepared to do?
So our poll workers are trained that if any poll watcher, first of all, they have to be credentialed. They're gonna ask that poll watcher for their letter, or their form that's appropriately signed. If they don't have that, they will be asked to leave. If they don't leave, our poll workers are trained to call law enforcement and have that person removed. If they're causing any disruption to the polling place.
I'd ask, what if somebody's just hanging around outside?
Same deal. Anything that's considered any sort of intimidation at the polling location or loitering, that sort of thing, they will be asked to leave. If they won't leave, they're causing issues, then our poll workers, again, are trained to call 911, the local law enforcement, then we'll respond and take care of that situation. And folks can be arrested and charged if they don't disperse appropriately. And we've recently met, my deputy of elections and I have recently met with the GAPA group, which, you know, is the county sheriff, the chiefs of police for all the law enforcement organizations in Clinton County, as well as the Iowa State Patrol. And we had a very thorough discussion about what constitutes intimidation or interruption of a polling place, and who they'll be dealing with at the polls if they have to go to a polling location, and what they can and can't do, and what they should be looking for. So I'm very pleased that our law enforcement invited us in to talk about that as well, so that our voters can be confident and safe when they go to their polling location on Election Day.
And there, too, that they can still get the absentee ballots. We talk about that. There's still time, but they better hurry.
But they better hurry, because Saturday at 5 o'clock is the deadline for anyone to send in or submit an absentee ballot request for their ballot to be sent home. So basically after 5 o'clock on Saturday, October 24th, we cannot send out any more ballots in the mail. So if someone still wants to vote at home, you need to get that absentee ballot request form into us by Saturday, by the close of business Saturday. And we are open in my office Saturday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And also, that's the same deadline for people to pre-register to vote. So while Iowa does have Election Day registration, meaning you can go on Election Day, register, and vote on the same day, we also have a pre-registration deadline. And I encourage people, if you are not registered yet and you do want to vote November 3rd, please get registered now. Get registered before Saturday. You can, again, obviously you can go register on Election Day, but you have to have certain things. You have to prove your identification. You have to prove your residency. Also, that process is a little bit longer, so it takes more time at the polling location. And while we also have, training for our poll workers, and we have the Precinct Atlas electronic poll book, which walks our poll workers step by step through many situations at the polling location, we're still also going to have a lot of brand new poll workers who are not familiar with that process yet. So that could really slow it down. So I really encourage folks to pre-register before Saturday at 5 p.m.
Maybe that goes hand in hand, too. There's still that in-person absentee ballot voting that people can do, and make that quite simple. They get that done even before Election Day in person, if they feel like they want to actually do it in person and don't want to trust the mail deliveries.
Yeah, so in-person voting will continue past Saturday. That in-person absentee voting will continue up to 5 o'clock on the Monday before election, so November 2nd. And folks can come in. It's really easy. Just fill out the absentee ballot request form. We get them checked in, give them a ballot. They go sit down at the voting booth just like they would a polling place. They put their ballot in the envelope, and we put it in a lockbox and count it on Election Day. And we'll have, we're at the administration building doing that every day, regular business hours, 8 to 4:30, and then Saturday, October 24th, and the next Saturday following that, we'll also be here from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For voters to vote. And we still have some DeWitt in-person absentee voting opportunities, too, on Wednesday from 1 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., and then again Saturday, October 24th, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. People can also drop off their ballots if they had a ballot that was mailed to them and they don't want to put it back in the mail. Any of those times I mentioned, they can come up and just hand them to our poll workers, and we can accept those that way. And, of course, if folks want to use the drop box at the Clinton County Administration Building to drop off their voted ballot, that is available as well.
Eric, I know we'll probably talk again next week, maybe some last-minute tips on voting and some things like that. So we appreciate the updates and the information. And just remember, people can get out to vote in a number of different ways, and obviously they have questions. You have your elections website that answers many of those. They can probably contact your office as well.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. And the number to our office is 563-244-0568, and our website is clintoncountyelections.com. And you can also find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Thanks, Eric Van Langer, Clinton County Elections Commissioner, for taking some time this morning.
Thank you.